The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of an exciting yet disappointing game in Edmonton. Final score in overtime, the Oilers 4 and the Sharks 3 in front of a set-out crowd of 18,347 fans at Rogers Place. Here's how it happened. It started with a bang for the Sharks as they put together a brilliant first period, outshooting the Oilers 12-8 and taking a 3-0 lead. And it began in the opening minute as Colin Graf got the puck on his stick right in front of a net. Smith steals the puck away. Instead of turning to shoot the puck, he tried to drop it to Celebrini. Now Graf tips it back to Celebrini, who makes the play, goes through to Smith, to Graf, the shot, score! The Sharks score on the first rush up the ice, and Colin Graf, who made the defensive play, was in front of the net, gets the pass, and nails it to make it 1-0 San Jose just 26 seconds after the opening faceoff. What a great goal. Colin Graf's 15th from Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini, and the Sharks were roaring in the opening minute and the very first rush off the ice. They would keep it going as William Eklund, who had a really strong effort tonight, put together a great defensive play and a perfect pass to Adam Gaudette at 1:35, and Gaudette would finish it off. Neutral zone check there by Eklund. Lead pass, breakaway for Gaudette. Moving in, Wade Steeks, score! What a play by Eklund! What a deke by Gaudette! Sharks 2 and the Oilers nothing. Only 1 minute and 35 seconds into the game. Wow, what a goal that was too. Gaudette's 12th from William Eklund, who made the defensive play and then unleashed a perfect soft flat pass right on the tape. Gaudette deked to the forehand, went to the backhand and beat Connor Ingram, and it was 2-0 San Jose. Eklund would not get an assist on the third goal, but he was a huge part of it, driving down the center lane in front, causing defenseman Evan Bouchard to back a little bit too far back toward his goalie crease, and that's why Michael Misa got credit for the Sharks' third goal. And it pops back behind the goal line, but there's Liljegren, a head man. This could be a chance. Misa with speed. Down the right wing. Moving in. Shooting it. Save. Rebound. Score! William Eklund right in front of the net. Misa and Eklund combining, and the Sharks lead 3-0. What a great goal that was. Misa getting his second. And again, it went off the skate of the goal, the defenseman on the play, Evan Bouchard. And basically, he was forced into that situation because of the strong center lane drive that Eklund put together. But the official word on that goal was Misa's second from Liljegren and Dickinson, the two defensemen. Dickinson now has 3 assists on this road trip. And so it was 3-0 Sharks at the end of one. In the second period, there was a goal that was disallowed. Barkley Goodrow getting a rebound of a play by Zach Ostapchuk, who was driving to the net. There was a little bit of incidental contact, it looked like, outside the paint against goaltender Ingram. And Ingram didn't know where the puck was. That was the bottom line. He could have moved to his left to make the play, but the way the referees ruled it, they said no goal, goalie interference when Goodrow put the puck into the net. The Sharks did not challenge, probably a good idea at the time, because if it went against them, they would have had a power play against, and Edmonton could have come roaring back sooner. But it stayed 3-0 in favor of San Jose. Yet that would be a very interesting turning point of the game for the Edmonton Oilers in one sense. Yaroslav Askarov continued his solid goaltending, and he would make a big play on Janmark on a breakaway in the second. Got deflected back, and the Oilers have a chance down the left. Janmark moving in. Oh, he loses on the Johnny Bauer poke check. Right there to Yaroslav Askarov. A very dangerous and risky situation, but Askarov made the stop. That was just a great play by Askarov, and he played confidently all night long. But unfortunately, the Edmonton Oilers have a confident bunch on the other side of the ice, and they're used to outscoring some of their problems. And they had all kinds of problems in the first 40 minutes. It was all Sharks. They were playing a perfect road game. But then Edmonton would slowly and surely start to come back. Leon Draisaitl will get his 26th goal of the season from Evan Bouchard and Kasperi Kapanen at 1:34 of the third on a play in front that got the Oilers on the board. And there were some good back and forth, some good saves on both sides. But then, with the extra attacker on, with 16:55 gone by, Connor McDavid would end up getting his 34th goal of the season, assisted by Leon Draisaitl and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. And so, Edmonton was back in action and back in the game. Nugent-Hopkins to Draisaitl. Draisaitl had the screen set up but didn't shoot. Now on the top of the circle goes cross-ice McDavid. He tried to put it off of Celebrini, though, and it's kept in by Bouchard. Draisaitl in front. Poke wide there in front of the net. Draisaitl again to McDavid. Shot. Score! Extra attacker goal for Connor McDavid to make it a 3-2 game. And now the tide could be turning as the Edmontonian crowd stands and cheers as one man. At 16:55 of the third period, McDavid is on the board for Edmonton. He has goals in three consecutive games, and the leading scorer in the NHL has 34 on the season. It is his 93rd point of the year. The Sharks were definitely on their heels at this point in the contest, and once again with the goaltender pulled, with just a little less than a minute to play, Edmonton would tie the score. McDavid's in front, now it's intercepted, and Ostapchuk couldn't clear. It's held in, sent back to the point, Oilers, Bouchard, shot, score! 58.1 seconds remaining in the game, and the Oilers have come back from a 3-0 deficit. Evan Bouchard, through a screen, got it by Askarov, and it's all tied up. Bouchard, his 15th goal of the season, assisted by Leon Draisaitl and Matthias Ekholm. Both defensemen, Bouchard and Ekholm on that play, made really good efforts to keep the puck in the zone, Alex, and that was a big part of it.
Yeah, you get a chance to clear it. It's got to just get past the blue line. Whatever you need to do, use the boards, use the glass, whatever it is when you're in our backhand. It is hard. You don't know how much time you have. Guys are tired. You don't know how much they're yelling and helping you out, or the puck doesn't get out. And it's funny how so many times you get an extra life in the offensive zone and you give a good team another chance to keep the puck in, how much you have to pay for it.
The Sharks started the overtime with Alex Wenberg, Timothy Liljegren, and Mario Ferraro on the ice against McDavid, Hyman, and Bouchard. Edmonton would get a change. Those three Sharks would be forced to stay on the ice for a lengthy period. And finally, at 1:06 of overtime, with the Sharks having trouble clearing it, it came to Zach Hyman in front. Bouchard tied the game with 59 seconds remaining. He backskates all the way to his own blue line as the teams need to change in overtime. But Liljegren and Ferraro are still out there. Edmonton throws it to the net, and they score! Zach Hyman getting the pass and putting it past Askarov. And just like last year, when Edmonton tied it late and won it in overtime early, they do it again here, but this time in more dramatic fashion. Coming back from a 3-0 deficit, and Zach Hyman gets the game winner at 1 minute and 6 seconds of sudden death. This is a tough one to take for the Sharks. Final score, Oilers 4 and the Sharks 3. Zach Hyman, his 22nd goal of the season, wins it in overtime, ending a 9-game streak for the Sharks in games decided in OT, one short of the NHL record set by Toronto last year. Connor McDavid picked up his 60th assist of the season on the game winner, along with Evan Bouchard getting his third point of the night on the second assist. And so, Edmonton wins it by the score of 4-3. It is the first time this season on their 10th attempt for Edmonton to get three wins in a row. Meanwhile, also, McDavid continues his mastery over the Sharks with one goal and one assist tonight. He has points in 6 straight against San Jose, 2 goals and 11 assists in that span, and he also has points in 25 of the last 26 matchups against the Sharks. In that span, Connor McDavid has scored 14 goals, 29 assists, 43 points against San Jose in only 25 games. Edmonton wins 4-3. The Oilers up their record to 28-19-8 for 64 points. They're in a battle for the top spot in the Pacific against Vegas. It is awfully tight at the top of the Pacific. Meanwhile, the Sharks might value that 1 point more than they feel that they value right now. As they fall back to 27-21-4, they've got 58 points on the season. San Jose is in that mix of teams trying to qualify for the postseason. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. Final score in overtime, Edmonton 4, San Jose 3. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.